I am quite thirsty.
Wait.
Which one is it?
Nope.
Boom.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. There you go.
I am number two. Happy Black History Month, beautiful people. It's Jazz, and welcome back to Blue Moon Vibes. Oh, we're going to do this a little bit differently today. We got over here to my left, right. Y'all know I got to put up two L's because I don't know my left from my right. It's over here to my right. Who we got over here? Who this is? Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I'm good, girl. You so fine.
In my anime t-shirt and leggings.
Hey, if y'all remember from last episode, we was talking about how it's not wrong for black people to like anime. Check that out. Let me know how you like it. What is up? What's your name? Who you is? Who you?
Dude. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It is me. It is I. It is
she.
She. All the pronouns. All the pronouns.
All the pronouns.
Lady D, I hope you guys have had a wonderful first month of the year.
I don't know about all that.
It's been a rough one.
It's been a rough one.
But yes, we are moving right along.
Shout out to all of my Golden Girls fans.
I know, right?
Speaking of Golden Girls fans.
I know. Speaking of, one of the biggest ones that I know across from me is the wonderful, eloquent,
sorrowfully sad Peavis.
Hey, man.
All of them gone, y'all.
They are.
Hey, but they are up there together.
I don't know about that part.
You know what? That's true. At least I know Betty White up there. at least I know Betty White up there. If everybody else ain't up there, I know for a fact Betty White is up there because she just is Betty White, and that's the only place that she can be. Like, man, hey. And then after Betty White, it was Bob Saget.
I think so.
Yeah, man.
You know, and what? He wasn't even that old. I don't think.
I don't think he was either. But you know what? Full House won't be so full anymore. But that's okay.
That's more of a morbid joke.
Hey, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, because now they got Fuller House. I mean, you know what? I feel like when they come back on the... Hey, if y'all hadn't checked out Fuller House, it's dope. But I feel like what's going to happen is when they come back for the next season, if they do, then it's going to be like... they're going to have to like implement some kind of funeral, or he's going to be in like Hong Kong, like on business or something.
I'm pretty sure they're going to figure out how to write him out real good.
That sucks so bad.
Yeah, he was a crucial part of that show for what, over 30 years?
Yeah, literally. Because no, more than that, because it was like 1980s when it was on TV, right?
I didn't watch that show.
Oh.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I didn't watch it. No, I didn't watch it. No.
I'm not sorry. Screw that.
It's okay. No, you don't have
your
to be.
Feelings.
You,
funny,
like, you don't have to be.
You gotta pick one white show alike. I chose
Golden Girls. Hey, shout out to the Golden Girls. So how was you guys' week? What do you have, any like fantastic updates? Any wonderful things of wonderful? No?
My week has just been
It seems like
one thing after another every day.
It's the first week of February. So, I mean, first week of Black History Month. Although we all know that every month is Black History Month. But, you know, we specifically celebrate it because that's what the world gave us, the shortest month of the year. But that's okay. But I was just wondering, how you guys' week been? Did you have any important things that happened?
Nah.
Y'all got some boring weeks then.
Well, my W-2 is coming out. I'm not sure to tell you exactly how interesting my week was.
My W-2 was released, and I agree with P-Bid because, you know, that's tax season, bro.
Hey, you know what? I have had a very interesting week. Interesting couple of weeks. We're going to move on. We'll get to that later.
Come on, man. It's Black History Month. You got to be positive. We got to be positive here.
You know what? I just continue to, life happens and we move on. But anywho,
You know what I'm gonna do my tax returns.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna do like my brothers and sisters in the hood. I'm gonna get me a car for like 3 months and have that shit go back.
Hey, you know why that's funny? So I seen a thing on Facebook and it was it was the buy here pay here lots, and they had all the old Crown Vicks in the array of colors, and then the caption said, "Hey, they getting them lit up for y'all just so they could come and repo them." Here's the point. That is such a very we're gonna be politically correct.
It's mad ethnic right now.
There we go. We gonna be politically correct, and we're gonna call that ethnic.
But why do we call it that though? That's a curious thing. I mean, I've said it before too, but why do we call it ethnic?
I don't know. But okay, so I look at it like this. Let me go back to the Facebook thing, and then I'm gonna answer that question. So I seen it on the Facebook, and I was like, I even said to myself, I was like, that is so ethnic. And I was like, and then I thought about it again. I was like, but like you said, why is it called that? So according to Webster's, the definition of ethnic, you guys, is a set of moral principles, especially ones relating to or affirming a specified group, field, or form of conduct. So, why is it, like PB said, the term ethnic used to describe Black people?
I got, what did Merriam and Webster get divorced? Because I thought it was Merriam Webster. It is Webster. He ain't got no authority just to say that on his own.
Well, maybe in their divorce decree, he said that when we decide we're going to part our separate ways, we just going to call it what we're going to call it, and we're going to call it Webster's.
Oh, okay. Did he get like the first 13 letters and she get the last 13? How that works?
I don't even think it's like that. I think he probably get the first 20 and she get the last 6. Because she didn't have a good lawyer, so her prenuptial agreement it wasn't as solid as he is, which is why he got the first 20 and she got the last 6.
Well, you know, I'm not even mad at that, because you know it's about time dudes start, you know, coming to court and fighting these child support charges. I'm sorry.
That's so ethnic. It ain't even. But what do y'all think? Like, why is that the case? Like, why do you think that we are called, like, that term is used to describe Black people when, as sources say, the word ethnic means a set of moral principles, especially ones relating to or affirming a specified group, not necessarily saying, you know, ethnic means Black.
I feel like maybe perhaps because we as Homo sapiens, look it up.
Dropping knowledge.
Maybe because, you know, I feel like most non maybe white American groups have a form of, you know, ethnic based activities or routines or traditions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always make the joke that, you know, white Americans tend to be more, you know, Miracle Whip based. Mm-hmm. Or mayonnaise based. Mm-hmm. Or boiled egg based.
This is true.
And so they lack in certain areas. But, you know, when you think about different cultures, mm-hmm. you have, let's take, you know, Latino Hispanic culture, they have the look, I spoke French. I don't know Spanish very well, so don't come at me with my rolling my R's or the said syllables. The King Señora.
Era.
Yeah.
He just said, don't come for him.
I'm coming for you. Era.
See, that's why I speak French. Exactly. I'm in touch with my culture. I don't know Black Hispanic speaking. You know what? I'm going to keep on moving. But I think that, you know, when you think about different cultures, you know, you can think about things that we attribute to those groups, from, you know, being Hispanic and their traditions, Black people, how they do things. Even with our more Oriental-based groups, you know, Korean culture, Philippine culture, you know, there are certain things they do, mm-hmm. that we can identify that as a part of who they are. We can notice that. We can visually see that as a part of their background. But there's not too much that we really attribute to, at least I feel like people attribute to
Black culture?
White Americans.
White Americans, okay.
Because like, what do they, I mean, we can think of the things they do, but what do they do that conveys a culture?
Got you. And that, you know, that's a very interesting point. Being as the world is built on the backs of quote unquote ethnic individuals,
right,
to be walked on by the feet of our less melanated counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the idea of the culture is they are the culture.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, do you get what I'm saying? So I guess the idea of, like I said, the idea of the culture is that they are the culture, because as they are the majority and everything else or everyone else is the minority, their culture is being the majority. Does that make sense? You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So I guess it not necessarily like, and then even if you even boil it down even more, knowing, because a lot white, well, just Caucasians or white people have different ethnicities within their cult, within their culture, because, or I'm Irish or I'm Scottish or I'm, you know.
And I feel like that's only those that, I feel like even they see white Americans as completely different from them. Like,
agreed.
Like, I wouldn't, if I saw like a white guy in, you know, New Jersey, and he was talking about, you know, certain Italian ethnic based things. Mm-hmm. Okay, so like, I'm not gonna say, oh, that guy's white. No, I'm gonna say he's Italian. Agreed. Or if he's talking about, or if I hear a guy, in fact, I think me and Lady D were going to eat, and there was this couple, and they started speaking the language, and it's like, okay, immediately my mind was like, okay, they're not white. They are either like some type of Eastern European, you know, they were actually, or they were at least seemingly Russian. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you know, I immediately scratched the idea, okay, these are white people, know they're Russian.
Right.
So I feel like only, not say only, but I feel like American caucasity? American caucasity? American caucasity? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm so sorry.
Y'all see
I am so sorry. I didn't know that word kind of threw me.
You get what I'm saying. I mean, American Caucasianism.
No. Please forgive PB. So the culture that is white America.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they're the only, that's the only, I feel like they're the lacking of culture.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. What you think, Lady D? Do you have?
I know I insulted like at least some people.
We gonna.
We all have one.
Yes,
we all have one.
I'm sorry. Lady D, what do you think?
I guess the way my brain works. I want to know the history, like where did it start to where the word ethnic
was identified,
was identifying black people or black culture.
Yeah.
And unfortunately I have not done my research, so I don't know where it begins, but I would imagine, well, we kind of start on a different side of things. We kind of start our own words for ourselves.
That's a very good point.
So, you know, I'm talking to you, I'm like, you real ethnic right now. Yeah. But I'm talking to you, but exactly, somebody else hears me say it.
Right.
You know? And it's not a derogatory word.
Not at all.
You know, we're talking amongst ourselves, and right, other people pick it up. You talk to your friends, and then the next thing you know, ethnic is us, you know?
And that's going to do it for us today. But before we go, always remember, you only need one yes. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you follow me on all of my lovely social medias. And yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.